All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we're playing Sonokami, Communication with Sonico. I don't even know if this has hentai, but it's still kind of lewd. And I'm using the Japanese voice, not Nigiri. Or Nigiri, whatever. Jessica Nigiri. I mean, you probably don't want to hear the thought. You probably want to hear the actual Japanese voice actress. So let's go. Hold on, my God will be here forever. No? The low throb of the bass and drums reverberates throughout my body. The clanging of the cymbals rocks my head, and the wail of the guitar shocks my eardrums. Cheers surge from the audience in response to the band's enthusiasm. But the only sound that concerns me is the soft snapping of the camera shutter in my hands. With each snap, I capture a snippet of reality before it has a chance to disappear. That's my life, the world captured by my camera. The interlude ends. The vocalist, who was leaning over the audience, psyching them up, returns to center stage and starts singing again. He's good. Beautiful, even. My camera naturally focuses on him. I click the shutter again and again. I've probably taken enough shots near the stage by now. Now I need to take some wider shots. I crouch down a little and make my way around the edge of the crowd towards the back of the theater. Bringing my camera up again, I sweep the viewfinder over the audience, searching for a good angle. What was that? I think I just saw something strange. I close my eyes, massaging the space between my eyebrows for a second. Then I turn my gaze back to the area that seemed strange to me before. I knew it! Headphones. Big, expensive-looking headphones jump out at me. What the heck? Did somebody drop them? Maybe they're being held up by the mass of people. No, wait, they're moving to the beat of the music. Wait, they're actually attached to a head. I can see a small head in between the ear pads. Strange way to enjoy a concert, but to each your own. Before I knew it, my gaze is fixed on the girl wearing the headphones. I can't quite see her face. Oh! For a split second, I glimpse her profile. She's cute. I should snap a photo of her. Yeah, there's something about this moment that makes me want to capture it. As a photographer, of course, it's not a pickup attempt or anything like that. I grip my trusty DSLR. I'd like to get a closer shot, but I don't think I need to change the lens. I'll just zoom in as far as I can and... Whoops, oh! I guess this is a controller game. Wow! The audience just got really pumped. Crap, I've got to get some pictures. I'll just have to give up on that girl for now. I focus in on the stage and start snapping pictures again. Oh, excellent. Everyone in the audience has a fist in the air, pumping it towards the stage. I can tell that the band, too, is giving it their all. I managed to nab a spot that gives me a perfect angle on the stage. Nice! I should be able to get some exciting shots from here. The energy in the room surges and the audience members slam against each other. Whoa, it's turned into a mosh pit! This is crazy! The mosher is pushed towards the center. There's some space at the edge of the audience now. I think I can get closer. I slip around the growing mosh pit and head towards the stage. Man, this rules. This is the true thrill of concert photography. I can hear something like a roar, perhaps coming from the mosh pit. Just let me down. Oh man, the vocalist is really getting into it now. He's hanging out over the crowd, shouting to rally up the audience even more. Ah, look out! This will be an awesome shot. Move! Please get out of the way! Nice. Wait, what was that? I turn towards the voice coming from the mosh pit, and those headphones from earlier leap into view, along with the person wearing them. It looks like she's doing, what's it called again? Ah, right, a flying body press. I feel a pleasant elasticity on my face, and immediately after hard concrete striking... Huh? And immediately after... Oh, okay. I feel a pleasant elasticity on my face, and immediately after hard concrete striking the back of my head. Oh, ow, 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 ow. Oh, I can see the Big Dipper. Wait, my camera! I gasp, snapping my head up and looking down. It's sitting safely on top of me. I must have instinctively protected with my body. Phew! The lens alone cost my entire savings. Crisis averted. After a heavy sigh, I managed to calm down a bit. Oh, is that girl okay? I guess I should get up. It's not exactly safe down here. I stick my right hand out and... Huh? That's weird. Why is the concrete so soft? If the floor was this soft, it wouldn't have hurt when I hit my head. Ha 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 ha. I laugh dryly in the back of my head. The palm of my hand has gotten a bit sweaty. I mean, I've pretty much figured out the reason, but, well, I can't take my hand off the floor. It must be instinct. I can't help it. Wait! Come on, man! You can do it! My heart's pounding. The fingers of my right hand are starting to twitch. I tear my right hand away reflexively, mouth agape in a silent scream. I tense my abdominal muscles, straightening out my body, and spin 90 degrees to the right. And there she is. Her skin is soft and white, her features cute and innocent. Though petite, her body is curvaceous with a thin waist. And her chest, that must have been what I felt just a moment ago when I... They're big, and they were really soft. Whoa, snap out of it. Enough about that, I gotta wake her up. Question is, how? Oh, the stars are spinning. Damn. So this is what they call youth, huh? Wait, what am I doing? Oh, hey, she's awake. Hey, you okay? She's totally out of it. Now my heart's racing again. I need to calm down. Are you okay? Yes, I'm sorry for landing on you. She shoots up and bows deeply. Wow, she's pretty polite. Guess she was raised well. Oh, nah, it's fine. I was too focused on my photography. My camera's fine, so don't worry about it. You were taking pictures? Yeah, my friend asked me to, so I left my camera to show her. I see. I'm so glad your camera's okay. Oh, but what about you? You're not hurt or anything. I'm fine. What about you? Are you hurt? Oh, no. Pat, 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 pat. She starts patting all over her body as if to confirm her unharmed condition. She looks so serious that it's kind of cute. I think I'm okay. Suddenly, she gets really shy and gives me a bright smile, like a flower blooming in spring. The difference from her previous serious expression is striking. I feel myself getting flustered. Well, that's good. Sorry for worrying you. Meanwhile, it seems the concert has ended. The audience is still energetic, calling for an encore towards the quiet stage. What to do? For some reason, I'm really interested in this girl. But it's not a romantic kind of attraction. It's almost like instinct. I can't stop looking at her. As I'm staring at her, she starts to look a little confused. Then she lowers her eyes as if embarrassed. Man, she's expressive. Is there something on my face? No, it's nothing. But there is something bothering me. It's those headphones. They haven't budged at all since our little incident. I get the feeling I shouldn't pry, though. Yeah, everyone's got something you shouldn't ask them about. I should get back to the concert. And, actually, I'm a little nervous. I've never been very good at talking to girls. Besides, photography's just my hobby, and it's not like I'm a pro or anything. I'm more into shooting landscapes anyway. I haven't done much of anything else. Even so, I'm interested in her. I don't know why. I guess it must be instinct. Well, you only live once. Hey, are you interested in modeling? Yeah! Whatever she's about to say is drowned out by a loud cheer. Looks like the band's back for an encore. Crap! I gotta get some pictures. I gotta go too. The headphone girl runs off towards the stage again. Wait a minute. Come on. Oh well, it's not like the room is that big. I'll just try to catch her on the way out. I lift my camera again and point it at the stage. Alas, I end up regretting that decision. I search everywhere after the concert, but the headphone girl is nowhere to be found. I ask my friend, but he doesn't know of any headphone-wearing girls among the band's fans. Neither does the owner of the club. Was it just a dream? An illusion from my troubled mind? No, that's ridiculous. Because at some point, I took a picture. It's unfocused and blurry as hell, but she's definitely there in this picture. This picture is the only proof that the girl was real. Yeah? A gentle light shines down on me. Where am I? Pictures. I've got to take pictures, but pictures of what? Over here. Huh? I'm over here. He's dreaming. Of course, it's her. She runs from me with her white dress fluttering in the wind. I have to take her picture. No, it's not that I have to. I want to. The camera hanging from my neck is lighter than air. Wait, please wait. I chase her through the light. She runs from me laughing. Her gentle laughter reaches my ears on the wind. The light has become that of warm sunbeams. Sand burns beneath my feet. She frogs at the edge of the water. I click the shutter, entranced. I take dozens and dozens of pictures, but her face is never captured in them. Why? I hear her laughter. She's getting farther and farther away, but for some reason her laughter keeps getting louder. Why? I get out of bed to find my alarm clock ringing on the floor. Flustered, I stop the alarm and check the time. Oh, today is right. Nothing I need to be at work early for. Once I realize that, I feel myself relax. I don't really want to get going yet. My head still needs to finish booting up. That dream again. I wonder who she is. I can never see the girl's face. I let out a rather dopey sigh. Maybe I should be more worried about this. My own voice seems foreign, even though it's coming from my own mouth. A girl's picture I couldn't take. I feel like that happened in reality, too. I'm suddenly reminded of a certain picture. A picture I took right before graduating while I was shooting a concert at a friend's request. I wonder what that headphone girl is up to now. Man, she was cute. The way her expressions kept changing and her little gestures, not to mention that body of hers. Yeah, maybe it's a little early for these kinds of thoughts. Okay. I shake myself out of my funk and give my cheeks a slap. Today's gonna be another great day. A cameraman depends on his body. Health comes first. Always wear a cheerful smile. All right. With an energetic shout, I head for the bathroom. I always strive to act briskly and with purpose. I wash my face, shave, brush my teeth, the usual routine. It's been almost a year since I graduated school and started working at my current studio. Until then, I was basically self-taught, but although photography was mostly just a hobby, I'd been toying with the thought of going pro for a while. I'd applied to a few studios without luck, and none of my pictures had won any sort of prize. But then my day came. A photographer who was judging a contest I'd entered took a shine to me. He offered me a job, and I've been under his wing ever since. It's not that your submissions were any good. You were the only one who didn't take the boring cookie-cutter route. I don't need an assistant stuck in bad habits. I want someone fresh, and you fit the bill. I think what he meant was, I want you because you're an amateur. Not to toot my own horn or anything, but I really worked my ass off after that. As a freelance photographer, there's no telling what tomorrow might hold, but my mentor is a man who has survived and thrived in that harsh world. His work is far beyond what an amateur like me can hope to accomplish. When I look at his photos, I feel a strange sense of anarchy. He's a noted womanizer and boozer and says some crazy things at times, but that's just on the surface. They say there's a fine line between genius and insanity, and he's living proof. Whether he's shooting scenery or people, he always draws out the beauty that hides deep within his subjects. It's all thanks to his precise eye and superhuman focus. I tried desperately to keep up with him. As a result, I think my photos are quite different now than they did a year ago. But I get myself dressed and stand in front of my desk. A post-it with today's task is pinned to the cork board, and next to it are two pictures, each of the same model on the same set. One is my mentor's and one is mine. There's a clear difference between the two. Yes, there are technical differences such as pose and composition, but that's not what I mean. I'm talking about the relationship between the photographer and the model. There's a difference in the level of trust the model has for the photographer, or at least that's how it seems to me. Of course, it was my mentor's first time meeting that model too, so we should have been on the same footing. Your landscape shots ain't half bad, but you've got a long way to go when it comes to shooting people. I recall what my mentor said to me. He was right. I don't really know why, but I'm terrible at taking pictures of people. I don't mean groups of people. The pictures I took at that concert weren't bad. The pictures I take of a single subject, however, suck. Or rather, they lack spirit somehow. I wonder why. I let out a sigh. Hey, now that I think about it, I started having that dream after my mentor brought this up. Oh crap, I'm gonna be late. Lights off, gats off, water off, got my phone. Lastly, I make sure everything's locked up and fly out of my apartment. I run down the path I always take, getting some light exercise. I move at a slightly faster pace than usual today. The pleasant weather makes the recent chill seem like a lie. I feel the warmth energizing my body. I'm able to shift gears into work mode right away. Alrighty, I can see the office down the street. There's a girl standing there. I wonder if she's come to fill a job request or something. Ah, crap, I didn't keep her waiting, did I? Hmm? Huh? What? I stopped dead in my tracks. It's her! The girl I met at that concert! Why is she... I put the question into words unconsciously. At first she looks like she's worried about something, but then she starts humming. Then she starts fidgeting, and then she starts staring off into space. She's really all over the place. I feel myself smiling. My chest fills with warmth. I wonder why she's here. Nah, that doesn't matter. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance. It must be fate that brought us together again. This time I'll ask her to model for me. No, wait. I'm still no good at photographing people. I shake my head. That kind of negativity will get me nowhere. All right, let's go. I look forward, determined, and... Huh? She's gone. Whoosh! An unseasonably cold wind blows by with a melancholy sound. Damn it! I lost my chance again! And I'm late, too! Eee! I dash frantically into the office. Good morning! Sorry for being late! Of course, there's no one actually in the office to hear me. Well, to be exact, there's one person in the back, but... my mentor doesn't have any assistants other than me. He outsources most of his office work and doesn't really pay any mind to email, faxes, or the phone. His theory is that if people want our work, they'll come to us. And we do get work. His skills are a factor, of Of course, but I think it's also because of his charisma. He's a guy you just can't hate. So it's not like anyone's gonna be mad at me for being late. It's just a mood thing, you know? We basically have an agreed upon time to start working. Though we'll leave work at totally different times depending on the job. Since there aren't any shoots at other locations scheduled today, my job will be to check out our equipment and do some paperwork. It's great experience working with equipment I could never afford myself. And of course, I get to see my mentor's photos. I'm really grateful for this opportunity, but I just can't get myself psyched up today. Where did that girl go? I couldn't have taken my eyes off her for more than a second. Hey, Lord. Or Grim, rather. Hey. Ah. I turn around to see an odd yet familiar face. His hair stands straight out on both sides of his head like antennae, while the top of his head is completely bald. Behind round-colored glasses, his eyes shine with a sharp light that seems to pierce the true nature of whatever he sees. He wears a Hawaiian shirt so gaudy that 9 out of 10 people wouldn't think twice if I told him he was a Hawaiian hotel owner. The shirt covers a solid body. Kenshiro Ara, a.k.a. Arakin. He's one of Japan's top cameramen, and my mentor. Good morning! Come on, man, you gotta grow a pair. Don't gotta be so scared every time you see my face. Sorry. No biggie, I need you for something. Come to the studio later. I wonder what it is. I stack my papers in order so that I can go through them easily later. Then I head into the studio. Hey, you're here. Took you long enough. My mentor speaks in his booming voice, but I don't hear a word. I've been struck dumb by the sight before me. It's her! The headphone girl standing right there. Along with a man in a Hanya mask. I let out a little scream of terror in the back of my mind. I can't help but stare at the man. Yep, that's a Hanya, the mask that symbolizes demonic female jealousy in no theater. But enough of that. The girl, she's here. Introduce yourself to this guy, will ya? My mentor gestures the headphone girl forward, though I get the impression he's doing it because he knows how nervous I am. Nice to meet you. My name is Super Sonico. Nice to meet you. Ah, she's taking up Hitomi Tanaka's job. By the way, Hitomi Tanaka retiring. After a long time of gracing us all with her gigantic, I guess you could say, watermelons there. Yeah. She's a fine fruit connoisseur and has been for many, many years. And reaching the age of 35, she's decided to call it quits. So, she'll be doing her last video. But she did say something about game production. And I am curious. Because I would actually be more interested in playing a game with a busty character if the voice actress was also... Like, you know, you play a big boob game, kind of like the one we played last time. Imagine that, but the voice actress is as busty as the original character. Now that would be interesting, right? That's not something I've seen before yet. And she says, thanks to the encouragement of so many people, I've decided to become a gravure model. I'm really looking forward to working with you. I think it's going to be great. She bows her head emphatically after that. Yep, it's definitely the same girl. I'm Kitamura, Super Sonico's manager. A pleasure. And this guy doesn't seem that scary after all. At least no one seems to be paying his mask any mind. Oh, nice to meet you too. I bow my head and greet him in an attempt to shake off my doubts. I wonder if she remembers me. We met once before at a concert. You remember me? She stares hard at my face. She's really looking hard at me.
Mickey.
I guess she doesn't remember me after all. Oh! The cameraman I bumped into. Yeah, so you do remember. Yes, I remembered because of your camera. Wow, what a coincidence. I'm really sorry about that. No, it's fine. I'm glad you weren't hurt. What, you guys know each other? I thought you were a wimp like most guys your age, but I guess you got it in you after all. Please don't make me sound so bad. It sounds like he's implying I'm some sort of playboy. Fortunately, it looks like the girl didn't understand what he said. Anyway, since you already know each other, this'll be easy. Let me introduce you, Sonico. This guy's Grim. He shows some promise, so he helps out with my work. Okay. And starting today, he's your personal cameraman. Wow, that's a surprise. Huh? Really? I see, so that's why she's here. He's your personal cameraman. He? There are four people in this room. My mentor's not talking about himself, obviously, and it's definitely not her. The only possibilities remaining are her manager and myself. Now, the conclusion that can be drawn from the above points is, he equals me. Ah! What do you mean? I turn to my mentor in a panic. What do you mean? What do I mean? Don't you think it's time you did some serious work? It's not like you've been screwing around this whole year. No, of course not. But when it comes to taking pictures of people, I... Stop. That's what I'm talking about. My mentor points a finger straight at me. Your technique is already pretty good. You could give any average photographer a run for his money when it comes to landscapes. But if you want to be my assistant, you're going to have to learn to shoot the ladies. And you're going to have to make them beautiful, romantic, charming. It kind of hurts to hear that. The name Erican is basically synonymous with beautiful, sexy gravure shots. I guess it's pretty bad if his assistant can't do gravure. So consider this part of your training. This is what they call tough love, man. Throwing my lion cub into the valley. But this is so sudden, and isn't it a disservice to her and her manager? I can't help but shoot them a glance. Ah, don't sweat it. You know I don't do things halfway, yeah? Right, Mr. Manager. Right, Mr. Manager? I'll make sure your darling girl is taken care of properly. It's true that this guy has no experience with gravure, but if you trust the Erican name, you'll leave this to me, right? Since you put it that way, I have no objections. After all, we are the ones asking for your help. It's also, fine with me. But? Anne? I was watching, you know. I saw you ogling poor little Sonico outside of the office. My mentor looks at me with an expression that embodies the very concept of the perverted old man. You were watching? Wait, no, stop trying to make me look bad. I was just thinking about what kind of model she'd make, and... I would never think such, mumble. Ah, I can feel the Hanya's eyes burning a hole through my soul. Erican's wrong, I tell ya. In a panic, I turn to my mentor, whose expression has grown serious. I'm not just saying this on a whim. You know I'm not that kind of guy, right? I feel cold sweat on my back. This is your time to shine. If you can't handle it, then you'll have to rethink your life a little. That's all there is to it. It's simple, really. A stern look pulls me back to reality. He's absolutely right. I clench my fist tightly. I can feel how sweaty my palms are. I can't keep putting this off. I understand. Please let me do it. Right, I have to do it. I'll throw everything I've learned this year into it. Suddenly, I feel tense. Everyone is silent. It's a pleasure to be working with you. I bow my head to the two of them, hardening my resolve, and raise my head. I've got to do it. Only then I can say with pride that I'm a student of the great Erican. Well, what's this now? What's going on? She's groaning and making faces again, just like she was outside the office. Just as that thought crossed my mind, she suddenly grabs my hand and pulls it towards her chest. Her expression is severe. You know, I was really nervous about my first job too, and even now my heart's still pounding. Her face, bearing a serious expression, gets even closer. Man, she smells good. Wait, this is no time for that. So, well, Right! I think you and I are the same, Mr. Cameraman. Yeah. So, well, here goes nothing, but... I'll do my best. Oh, okay, we can hide the window. I may still be inexperienced, but I know I'm in good hands. Sonico bows her head. Crap, I think my eyes might start watering. You don't need to be so formal. Haha, I guess you're right. Sorry if I overdid it. I was so flustered I brushed her off. Oh, come on, me. But, I guess it's good to be so enthusiastic. Really? Well then, let's do our best. Go team! She suddenly raises her fists over her head in a triumphant pose. Everyone stares at her in shock. Should I have not done that? Go team! Yeah, I gotta share in her enthusiasm. Ah, go team! Go team! We can do anything if we put our minds to it, right? Why is it suddenly a question? And thus, I embark on the journey that will determine my future together with the mysterious headphone girl, Super Sonico. What lies in store for me? Whatever the case, I've got to do it! So that's that. Let me introduce you two again. This is Super Sonico. She's a college student. Yes, well, I just started school this spring. She's nice and fresh. Fresh? Oh, like a fish? Right? She sure is a mysterious one. Could you try not to sound like such an old fart? Well, I am an old fart, aren't I? Ha ha ha. Anyway, Sonico's doing some modeling on the side, and she's brand spanking new to the business. Yes, I've still got a lot to learn. And I've known the president of Sonico's agency for a long time. He doesn't usually ask favors like this, but he really wants us to help Sonico get started as a career idol. So that's what brings her here today. And I know this is a bit sudden, but you're free after this, right? I was just planning to sort the outtakes from our last shoot. My mentor's mouth curls up into an evil smile. Scary things happen when he smiles like that. We can do that later. What about you, Sonico? You free after this? Yes, I don't have any work or school today. How's your skin today? How's my skin? Well, I slept really well last night, and I'm feeling super good today. Excellent, excellent. All right, Grim, if you really think you're not cut out for this, then I'll give you a test. A test? This is all too sudden. That's right. Sonika will be the model, of course. She's completely silent. I feel like I can see a giant question mark over her head, and I bet I'm making a really stupid face right now. Our eyes meet. I turn away quickly, overcome with shyness. Take some shots for Sonika's portfolio. You can choose her outfit from my private collection. You already know your way around the studio. I'm not going to give you a theme or anything. Just take whatever pictures you think suit Sonika. Okay. Well, I'll be in my office. Give me a call when you're done. With that, he disappears into his office. With my noisy mentor gone, the room descends into silence. Give me a minute. I'm going to turn this off. Getting too hot in here. Ugh, this sucks. Come on, man, pull yourself together. Well, I know it's a bit sudden, but let's get to work. I bow my head to Sonika and her manager. I look forward to working with you. We're counting on you. I know it's sudden, but I've been meaning to have her promo shots redone. I'd appreciate a good set. Oh, he's a nice fellow after all. That's a relief. If you can't deliver, I hear the bottom of Tokyo Bay is nice this time of year. Ahem, I've said too much. Ahahaha. I take it back, he's freaking me out. That mask suits him perfectly. Oh well, whatever. Oh darn, I completely forgot. I'm sorry, but I need to speak with Mr. Erickson about a different matter. Blech. Go ahead and get ready, Sonika. I'll be right back. What? She smiles. I attempt to smile, too. I'll go get your outfit. I spin myself around. I walk off at a brisk pace. If you want to laugh at me for being pathetic, go ahead. It's awkward being alone with her. I dash into the room where the costumes are kept. Well then, I made my strategic retreat. But now that I'm here, I really can't make up my mind. Should I go with something safe or should I pick something challenging? That girl's got charm. She's really cute, and what a figure. I can't really express it well, but I feel like she's got potential. I haven't even had a proper conversation with her yet, but that's what I think. But what can I do to really make her shine? Excellent question. A model's outfit is really, really important. The outfit she wears for a shoot like this could actually impact her position in life, you know. You're right, especially since they're a promo shot. These are promo shots. This is a big responsibility. When choosing her outfit, you have to not consider not only what her clients want, but also what kind of model you want her to become. And you can't forget your own pride either. In a way, she's put her life in your hands. That means the buck stops with you, so you've got to trust your instincts. Keep that in mind and choose responsibly. Yeah, you're right. I've got to believe in myself. Yeah, that's the spirit. Well, since there's no special instructions this time, you'll probably be fine as long as you get her position right. Her position. Right, if you want to guide her in the right direction, make sure you pay attention to her position when you choose your outfit. That's where the outfit you choose will really come into play. Position is important. Remember that, if nothing else. You got it. However, and this may sound like a contradiction, make sure you listen to your model too, okay? It's important not to get a big head. I see. So did you ask her sizes, Mr. Cameraman? Oh, crap. There's a few other things you should discuss with her before the shoot. Now go back to her and do your best. Thank you so much. By the way, it's a little late to ask now, but who's been giving me all this advice? I turn towards the direction the voice is coming from. Huh? There's no one there. I look all around, but there's no one in sight. There shouldn't be anyone in the office but me, my mentor, that girl, and her manager. Shiver. Anyway, I've got to go get back. I won't think about it. Nope. I head back to the studio, doing my best not to look behind me. Kitamura's not back yet. Damn, it's making me nervous talking to her face-to-face like this. Alright, to hell with it. So what should I call you? Huh? Well, go ahead and call me whatever you want. Sugar slut it is. Then... Oh, Lord. I almost did Tits McGee. I almost did Tits McGee, folks. I was about 3 seconds from that. Then can I just call you Sonico? Sure. I look forward to working with you. So, Sonico. Yes, what is it? Oh, that was stupid. I'm sorry about earlier. I just got really nervous. I'm hopeless. Oh no, it's fine. You don't need to apologize. Oh, is Sonico nervous too? Her expression is pretty stiff. Maybe she's nervous about the shoot. You seem kind of tense. Really? Yeah, are you not used to photo shoots? No, I am. I'm in top condition today. Really? Well, that's good. What about your hair and makeup? Do you usually do them yourself? Yes, I guess I'm the type that doesn't really need those things. I see. Do you have your makeup on now? Just a little. I was told it's one of my selling points that I can do shoots with practically no makeup. Wow. It's true, her skin does look really good. What are you looking at? Oh, just pondering the variety of fetishes in this world. Huh? No, it's nothing. Yeah, I think we can shoot like this. But do you want to check your makeup again just to be sure? Do you have it with you? Yes. Then I'll choose your outfit while you do that. Huh? I thought you did that earlier. Sorry. I was so flustered I forgot to ask you something important. Your sizes. You look a little shorter than 160cm. About 158? Yes, that's right. Wow. Oof, it's making me blush that she's so impressed. Which makes asking this next question all the more difficult. Ahem, so, then... Yes? What would I do? Is it something I can ask even if she is the model? You actually do have to ask that question. No, if I don't ask, I can't do my job. It's for my job, that's all it is. What are your measurements? Crap, my voice cracked. Don't be a pussy. You have to do this. She's a revere idol. I need to know. For the outfit, you know? Oh, right. I forgot. From the top, they're 90, 57, 87, and my cup size is F. Her face gets redder and redder, she tells me, and she ends up staring at the floor. Okay, gotcha. Crap, she's really embarrassed, and so am I. But those are some impressive... I mean, no, wait, it's all a misunderstanding. And then as I make excuses to no one in particular, I realize the person I should be making excuses to is standing right behind Sonico. Kitamura has returned, though when I have no idea. And it's giving me that painful stare again. I should have just asked Kitamura from the beginning. But I think it's sort of his fault for being gone until now. Yeah. Oh, I should have just asked Mr. Kitamura. Ahaha. Sorry, Sonico. Oh no, it's fine. I'm so spineless. Oh no, it's perfectly fine. I should have been the one to tell you. At least he acknowledges that. I'm so sorry for not realizing. I was about to start swinging and then you'd have ended up like that writer who joked about... Oh, I shouldn't air my dirty laundry. Sorry about that. Please go ahead with your work. What? What happened to the writer? What were you going to swing? Somehow, I managed to maintain my composure. Better not prod the hornet's nest. Oh, alright. Could I take one picture first to help me choose your outfit? Sure. This won't go in the portfolio, so just relax. Okay. I feel like a parent taking a picture of his kid. Well, I can see her figure in this, so it's fine. But will she be okay when we're doing the real thing? Well, just gotta do my best. Okay, I'll go choose your outfit now. Meet you back here in a few minutes. You can use the mirror in the back room there to touch up your makeup. Right. This time I'll do my job properly. This is my first trial. Here I go. New costume piece unlocked. A simple bracelet, easy to wear with whatever, comes in several designs. A replica of an actual Army issue jumper. The material is different, but it looks pretty real. A regular t-shirt. Its effect changes a lot depending on the style and print. A girlish skirt whose pleats are its feature. Casual and easy to wear. Plain designs are good for uniforms. Other designs can be worn with many different things. A part of many school uniforms. High school is the time to polish your girlish appeal. A bandeau bikini with straps. It will withstand a certain amount of rigorous exercise. A string bikini. Cute, but risky too. Your mentor Erican has made you Super Sonico's personal cameraman. Will you be able to bring Sonico's beauty to life? Click here to select a location. To get the best result, choose a location that meets your client's needs. Keep in mind, however, the client isn't always right. You can ignore their orders and instead develop your own image for Sonico. This can have unexpected results. Click here to select Sonico's outfit for the shoot. To get the best result, choose styles and colors that meet your client's needs. Click check position 2 to see Sonico's current status as a model and view the client's request. Use this information as a guideline when choosing locations and outfits. Click start shoot to begin the shoot. During the shoot, earn points by shooting the rings before they disappear. The bigger your combo, the better your score. The best time to shoot is when the ring turns pink. Other factors can affect your score, such as color coordination and how revealing the outfit is. Choose wisely according to the needs of your client and your vision for Sonico's future. Some photo shoots will have you perform multiple takes. You must choose locations and costumes for each shoot, but be careful. If you use the same costume more than once, it will hurt your final score. As the game progresses and you complete more shoots, you will unlock new costume pieces and shooting locations. There are many costume pieces available. Try to collect them all. We only have one. Oh, we have different ones we can choose. Oh, that looks, I don't know. I always did like that look. The bikini bottom and the regular shirt top. I always thought that looked good. But I don't like green. Do you? I'm not digging green, guys. I can't do the green. A nice pink to go with it, right? Yeah, that looks good. I don't like those loafers, guys. If we're doing a... We can't ever... It's all we have is loafers. She'd be better on the beach. That's not gonna hurt. Because she currently doesn't have anything. I mean, there's really nothing we can do but give her the pink loafers, huh? Oh, there's really no request. Playtime's over. It's been a year since you started working here. Time to show me what you got. I've done this before. But it's been a while. So I may not remember. Sorry, my mouse wouldn't move down that far, guys. Good, I think. A score. Yeah, rank A. Outfit score was 100 because it didn't matter. That should do it. I felt something during the shoot. Something that surprised me. I felt my camera capturing more than just images. I felt it capturing my energy, the emotion of my subject. Phew, good work, Sonico. Yes, thank you. Go ahead and get changed. You can relax now. I'm gonna go print out these pictures. That was a strange shoot. I've never felt this way when photographing people before. And? How'd I do, sir? Well, you're still no good at shooting people, but, this one shot ain't bad. Does that mean? He's being very roundabout, but I think I know what he's trying to say. Kitamura, Sonico, what did you think of these photos? They're wonderful. Oh, Sonico, you're so cute. Yes, I think they're super great. A brilliant smile. Yeah, that's right. I'll be working my butt off from now on in order to see that smile. Relief overwhelms me. I sink to the floor. Are you okay? Get it together, man. You'll never make it in the big time like that. Sorry. I hear someone chuckling. I look forward to working with you from now on. And that's how our story begins, with the first small step towards an unknown future. What? Who's using my hotline? Well, before we get to the rest of this... Well, actually, no, it won't even be like that. If you guys want to see more of this, make sure to comment, like, watch the video if this actually interests you. If you're like, oh, this is kind of neat. Because I think it gets into, like, dating and all kinds of other stuff. And I think there's some really bad things that happen, too, depending on what path you choose. But, this will be the Grimlord, and I am out of here. And I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner.